Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Be ready. Exhort all the readings for the second Sunday of Advent. The day is coming. Jesus will return. Every eye will behold him. The arrogant and the evildoers will be set ablaze. What if there is no tomorrow? Which of the signs Jesus says will happen has yet to happen? On earth, distress of nations in perplexity because of the roaring of the sea and the waves. Check. People fainting with fear and foreboding of what is coming on the world. Check. Many will come in his name claiming to be the Christ. Check. You will hear of wars and tumults. Check. Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes and in various places famines and pestilence. Check, check, check. Disciples delivered up by parents and brothers and relatives and friends. And some of you they will put to death, and Christians be hated by all for Jesus' name's sake. Check. These signs are now and have been since the day of Christ's ascension. The day of his return is imminently near. There may not be a tomorrow. Be ready. Do not delay. Do not put off until tomorrow what ought be done today. Even if it confounds your to-do list, get done the things that matter. Just once more and then I'll quit is dangerous. Yes, I know I should and I will someday may prove eternally fatal. Scheduled repentance is not repentance. To plan to ask for forgiveness is to reject forgiveness. Do not put off the hearing of the word of God or you may never hear it again. Do not say no to God's gifts lest you missed out on them eternally. Be ready. Most importantly, do not let your heart love sin. Having seen a vision of the end of the world, St. John wrote to the church, "Little children, let no one deceive you. Whoever practices righteousness is righteous as he is righteous. Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil." No one born of God makes a practice of sinning, for God's seed abides in him, and he cannot keep on sinning because he has been born of God. By this it is evident who are the children of God and who are the children of the devil. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is the one who does not love his brother. There is a world of difference, St. John says, between the one who makes a practice of sin and the one who makes a practice of righteousness. Be ready. The difference between those set ablaze on the day of Jesus' return and those who will straighten up and raise their heads between a Christian and an unbeliever is not something you can tell by counting a person's sins, making a list, or checking it twice. Christians still sin, and they will until the very day of judgment, the day of their deaths, or the day of Christ's return. The difference between a Christian and an unbeliever is in what he thinks about his sin. A Christian hates his sin, wants to be free from it. Praise for that. Praise for deliverance. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. An unbeliever, meanwhile, loves his sin, enjoys it, wants to dwell in it, naively assuming the day of his death or the day of Christ's return is a long time away. Be ready. Watch yourselves. lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that day come upon you suddenly like a trap. For it will come upon all who dwell on the face of the whole earth, but stay awake at all times. Hearts are either weighed down with the cares of this life or lifted up with the cares of the life to come. Everything that focuses on the visible world pulls the hearts down. Drunkenness, overindulgence, worry, persistent sin, and more. The non-Christian doesn't believe in the day of Christ's return. The false Christian looks with foreboding on the coming of that day. Their hearts are weighed down with visible things, the things that will pass away. Be ready. And the church responds with, I am. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For my own eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people. The Nunc Dimittis is not part of the historic Western divine service, the service the Lutherans inherited. Traditionally, this canticle of St. Simeon, holding the 40-day-old incarnate Son of God in his arms, confessing that the Savior's presence has prepared him to die, to depart in peace, is in the office of Compline, the service at the end of each day. Its inclusion in the divine service is a Lutheran innovation. Nevertheless, it fits. Be ready for the day of Jesus' return. Command the propers of this day. And we are. You sing in unison with St. Simeon. And with all the faithful who receive the real body and real blood of the one who will return once and for all as judge and king. Whether the day of Jesus' return comes before or after the day of your departure, your death, you are prepared, fully prepared for both. When these things begin to take place, straighten up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. The sun that will be a burning oven to the wicked, those who have neither fear of the Lord nor faith in his forgiveness, to those who fear his name, who trust in him for forgiveness, is a healing light. The light is death to those who dwell in darkness, who despise the Lord and his ways, but it is healing for those who long to be freed from sin. The one you receive in the sacrament of the altar is the one who will return. If he gives himself to you for forgiveness and healing and wholeness today, he will do the very same on that day. The day of the Lord's second advent is the day for which the church and her Christians long. Why? Because of his first advent, his incarnation. He came once for her benefit. He came not in power to destroy the wicked, but with meekness to be destroyed. He came to be an infant to fulfill the Lord's promise to an aged Simeon. He came to deliver humanity from sin and death by taking sin and death upon himself. Therefore, let not your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life. He who came once to die on the cross will return to gather all those who belong to him. Be ready. Be here. Be in Christ and in the communion of his church, the fellowship of the forgiven. If the world has no tomorrow, that doesn't matter, because you, today, here, have salvation. Today, you feast on the body and blood of him who will return to gather you with himself to the eternal tomorrow of his renewed heavens and renewed earth. The day of the Lord's return is what you hope for, what we all pray for fervently. So depart here in peace, week after week, and return in hope, week after week. And should the day of Jesus' return be later than you expect, depart this life in peace, knowing that he who fed you with his crucified and risen body will not abandon you to the grave. Depart in the peace of sins forgiven and resurrection guaranteed. Jesus, who comes to you today in his word and in his supper, will come to you tomorrow on the day of his return. Lift up your heads. Be encouraged. You belong to the Lord. Week after week, he feeds you with himself. He strengthens you in the fight against the devil, the world, and your old sinful flesh, a heart that inclines to be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life. He lifts up your heads. When all the world around you is crazy with anxiety, lift up your heads. Your Lord is coming soon. The day of your redemption is drawing very near, so near that you can taste it. Amen. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.